flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I got good news to kick off the happy hour. Listen up out there. Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Here's the news that I want to pass along to you out there. The biggest fan contest is returning on January 27th. Got a couple of weeks. The grand prize is a night in the Odyssey Suite with 20 tickets for Woo-hoo. You and your friends at a future Padres game. That is quite the night, I must say. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Got a couple of weeks to do that, right, Scrab? And then you start listening when we announce names each day. 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5:30 p.m. every day we'll announce a name. You listen, you hear your name because you entered, and then you get your chance to qualify for the Odyssey Suite Grand Prize. All right, so that's coming up January 27th. Start getting your entries in now.
Yes.
On the scoreboard as we kick off the 5 o'clock hour, the NBA game, I think kind of the highlight game tonight, Cleveland at Indiana, Pacers up 55-49, 3 minutes left, second quarter. College basketball, top-ranked Auburn flexing its muscle against 15th-ranked Mississippi State, halftime Auburn 46, Mississippi State 27. Good start for Auburn there. Of course, tonight the Aztecs are home against Colorado State, 8 p.m. at Viejas Arena. Probably won't start till 8:20. No fault of the Aztecs. But there will no doubt be a game on television before theirs. Those games always go to overtime.
They like
every one of them.
Clockwork.
Clockwork, right? And so they'll have to hold up the Aztec game. But anyway, should be a good one out at Viejas. Roky Sasaki is not a Padre or not a Dodger or not anything. Tomorrow is the day the window for him to announce his decision opens. And over the next 8 days, we'll all hold our breath. Matt Snyder, CBS Sports, was on with us earlier, said Dodgers, Padres, and he didn't really think Blue Jays are a legit possibility. But
fine,
there are
me.
Some reports that say they're three in the running. So take that for what you will. Hopefully Sasaki picks the Padres. Last night, Minnesota laid the proverbial egg, or Kevin O'Connell got egg on his face, or however you want to term it. Rams dominated the Vikings. We'll have a recap of that at the bottom of this hour.
Have you seen the other video?
Your coach.
No, there's another one?
This one is lower level.
Where are you seeing this?
I don't know if you want me to say.
Oh, I know where it is. Okay, I know where it is.
I don't know if you want me to say.
No, it's not that. But I know what you talking about.
How do you guys know? Are you guys in code work over there? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's on IG.
Just as well for me not to know.
I'm on Twitter. I'm on the wrong.
It's on IG.
I'm on the wrong headspace. Hmm. Oh, okay. Now I know.
It is indeed a lower shot. I haven't looked at Roki enough to be able to make out if it's him or not. But it's a much closer video. Scraby, your thoughts?
I am seeing it. Looks like Roki's talking to
maybe
me.
Maybe it is. I can't imagine he's out throwing pins. It's just crazy.
God, I hope he was.
I hope he was, too.
Here, Chris.
I can't.
Okay, but I mean, I see a figure running right through your phone there, but I don't know.
All right, I'm going to repost this on my IG, Instagram, so that people can see it.
I mean, as we said at 2 o'clock when the show started, as we said yesterday and as we said last week, this is a big deal, and it's kind of like it's got to go our way. So,
I can't repost this video?
Cross all fingers.
Shocker.
Roki, please come to us.
The
Dodgers have enough.
I can't
enough.
Repost the video, so.
Nobody wants you to go to the Dodgers, Roki. No one. They really, that's true, actually. Nobody wants to see the Dodgers get another guy.
This is how I know our phones listen to us. Were we not just talking about Christian McCaffrey in the break?
Yes.
Now I got videos of him working out. This is why Christian McCaffrey is so good.
Did you just get an offer to buy a Christian McCaffrey jersey half off?
I did not get that. But that's creepy right there.
It's happening more and more to me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. That's
because we'll talk about something in this room. And it's only said in this room, and then I'll get a bunch of news stories about it the next couple days.
Yeah, get used to it. It's going
to
keep up.
Get used to it.
Get used to it. It's been there. It's going to continue. What do you mean? What do you say? You think it's going to stop tomorrow?
Doesn't he seem like a guy who would hate that?
I'm sure. It doesn't bother me.
It really doesn't bother me because I don't really think about it. And if people want to
really know what you're saying,
really want to know what I'm saying, get a life. Honestly, you really care what song I'm singing to myself in the car, whatever.
I don't want them hearing me sing in the car.
That's totally off subject, and I know we're supposed to be talking about Roki, but you just made me think of it about singing in the car. You remember the show where they used to put cameras?
Carpool karaoke?
Where they didn't know they were being filmed on air, and they're just
Is that with
singing songs?
No, I think Carpool Karaoke, they knew what was happening.
Yeah. This is one where they didn't know.
Oh.
Fran set them up, and they had the camera up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen that
I saw a really funny video that has nothing, honestly, to do, but it just popped into my head, and I think you should find it.
Okay.
You may have seen it already. I'm pretty sure it was... I think the kid was put up to it by the, can we say the name of that show, Johnny Knoxville show? We can say that Jackass.
Yeah.
I think they put the kid up to it. All right. He's a kind of a heavy set kid, maybe 11 years
Lovable.
Old. Lovable 11-year-old, 12-year-old kid standing on a street corner selling pitchers of beer. And he is the most foul-mouthed, hilarious kid to all of the people who walk by. You will keel over in laughter if you find this video somewhere. And I'm pretty sure they have the Jackass people in an earpiece telling him what to say. But I'm telling you, it'll knock your socks off. I recommend.
Chris does like those shows, laughter. Which is strange, but I appreciate that about you, Chris.
That's funny, man. This kid's funny. I can't help it. I mean, you're gonna laugh if you've seen it. Anyway.
I mean, I used to watch the real Jackass, which was CKY, CKY2K.
Those boys was wild.
They were crazy.
Wild.
I mean, they were doing things like renting cars and then getting the $15 insurance and then wrecking the car and bringing it back.
Never understood why they needed to do any of this, but they were having...
CKY?
It was like Bam Margera's crew.
Yeah. So it was like the
Johnny Knoxville and Bam Margera.
So they took it another level of
craziness.
Yeah,
they teamed up together and made that show.
See, I thought Jackass was really creative on a lot of stuff. Like when they would pretend to have a body on a hospital gurney and be walking across the street with
it.
They
fall down the stairs or something.
Yeah, and lose control and the gurney would go flying into a fence somewhere.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I thought was really creative.
Was it Bam's dad? Who was it today?
Bam always used to beat up his dad. Phil, I think his name was. His name Phil?
I could not. Poor guy. I could not understand that for the life of me.
Bam's not doing too well.
No, he's not.
Show's dissipating here.
Yeah.
But Steve-O's doing great.
Good. Much better.
Yes.
Here's an interesting story, guys, as we get into the 5 o'clock hour. Do you know who Jim Tyrer is? Have you ever heard that name?
Negative.
I doubt you have. He is a T-Y-R-E-R. He was a offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs back when Hank Stram was the coach, and they won a couple of Super Bowls early in the Super Bowl world. And he was a road-grading offensive lineman. His career ended in 1980, 14 years. He was Pro Bowl or Pro All Pro almost every other year, whatever. Certain to go to the Hall of Fame in Canton. However, 6 months after his retirement, September 1980, and this is a little tough, but in his home, he took a pistol, shot his wife, and then turned the gun on himself.
Oh, man.
They both died. This is 1980. It's now 20 years later, right? Still not in the Hall of Fame. However, now 49 voters in the, Veteran Committee, et cetera, are going to consider, you know, whether or not Tyrer should be allowed into Canton's Hall.
Mm.
I don't know where you go here. I mean, O.J. Simpson, they didn't take him out or anything like that.
But he wasn't convicted.
It's one thing to...
I know. He wasn't convicted.
Well, now forget that part, but he was already in at that point.
That's right.
This has happened, and all that transpired while he was out. And so now, especially in 2025, revisiting that, I can only imagine that's gonna open up some... So some
his four
right
he had four kids that are all of age now,
yeah.
Right? They're in their 50s or 60s. One of the arguments, interesting, I think, is was CTE a factor in what Jim Tyrer did? Well, you're giving me a look. I mean, these guys, Scraby was. They were colliding just as much as everybody else, probably more.
Scraby is
I'm not doubting CTE.
He's foaming, waiting to talk.
No,
about
I'm not
this
doubting
one.
CTE, but you've murdered your wife. You know things get right. taken
I
away
mean,
from you.
I mean, so yeah, I mean, CTE
and his family.
Just his wife. We also had my man from New England. Find out that he had CTE. It didn't change the fact that
Aaron Hernandez?
He murdered a dude prior to that, right?
Yeah.
Prior to us finding out. Now,
Junior Seau had CTE, but, you know, did harm to himself, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the CTE and definitely the players from back in the day because there was no safety precautions for them whatsoever, and they were basically hitting head-to-head. And I do feel bad for them, but I just don't think you could put a guy in the Hall of Fame that murdered his wife.
Well, here's the other argument to it. It's not a well. I don't know. I can't speak to the NFL, but I would say that it's not a award or thing given out based on
your behavior off the field, is it?
I don't think it is,
unless you cheated the game.
Hey, that's a good argument. It is.
Everybody says in the article, it's a really good article. It's on ESPN.com, and it's not even an ESPN Plus, so you don't have to pay for it. look it up if you're interested. But everything about Jim Tyrer, and everybody says, there's no question. Hall of Fame credentials. Guaranteed. Would have gone in first ballot type of thing. So that's how good he apparently was.
But then when you pass his bust in the hall,
does it say the story? It's not going to say the story, but I think those who know about it, it's going to be hard to walk by his plaque and not think about it.
I mean, I've never heard of this guy, so would have walked by it.
Yeah,
but
that's true. That's true. I never heard of
him. It's a weird precedent, because then you're like, okay.
It's already set, though. The precedent is already set.
Yeah.
As you said, OJ's in there.
Taylor was the name that was discussed as I read through this story. Taylor had all his drug problems, 30-day suspension, I don't know if I don't think you put that in the same category, but it certainly wasn't great off-field behavior.
No,
and Lawrence Taylor went right into the Hall of Fame.
And as you said, Scraby, OJ was not convicted, so it's yeah. you got an out there at least. How you
you can yeah, if you
how
want
you can
to.
Justify it.
Yeah,
did
this also goes to like the baseball Hall of Fame, right? I mean, it's all of them, right? They have all never been. Given out.
Ty Cobb was one of the worst human beings on the planet, yeah. according to everybody who was around that.
Yep, he's in.
Nobody kept him out.
So I don't know. That's a
very interesting.
That's a very interesting. It won't be a conversation unless this veterans crew
right
committee
put him in.
Puts him in. Then it's going to open up a conversation.
Well,
sure.
If you want to read the story, it's really good. It's pretty detailed. It's long, but. You know, if it's interesting, you want to hear more, it's on ESPN.com. The guy's name is Jim Tyrer, T-Y-R-E-R. Check it out if you're interested. All right, Mike Tomlin is still the coach of the Steelers. And today, he had a pretty good comeback for anybody who thinks he shouldn't be. I guess somebody asked him about... You know, teams may be thinking about a trade for him, you know, where you trade somebody in your organization to get Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin said, quote, save your time. Not going to be happening, according to Tomlin. But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, he should or shouldn't be the Steelers coach. We'll kick it around at a little more length after track.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. With the shrinking of the NFL playoffs... More questions begin to get asked. In this case, we're talking Pittsburgh Steelers. And we've been teasing this debate for about 2 weeks, but I think we put it on a hold. We wanted to wait and see what Pittsburgh
did. This is the right day for it.
This is the right day. They go out bad in the playoffs, losing, what, their fourth straight? Fifth straight?
Five.
Fifth straight.
Lost their final four and then the playoff.
And a lot of people calling for Mike Tomlin's head. Mike Tomlin, as Chris pointed out before we went to break, told teams that are interested,
save your time.
But I think the best of all of the analogies yesterday came from my man Ryan Clark. Here's what he had to say about his former coach.
Well, if they were in a relationship, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin, they'd be the main topic of every girl's trip. Because it would be the one lady saying, I have this man and he does everything so well and he's so good to me and I love him and we're successful and we're happy, but I don't feel like it's bliss. I feel like there's another step. And all of the homegirls who are married and have some sense would be like, girl, you better not leave him. Mm-hmm. And then the single homegirl who ain't never had a stable relationship, she's going to be like, hell no, girl, you can have all. You can have it all. You can have the world. And because you're going to have to make the decision, is Mike Tomlin overachieving early on in the season, or is he underachieving in the playoffs? Is this team that always seems prepared in big games during the season that has fell behind by at least 14 in the last five playoff experiences, trips, not prepared? Are they not ready? Are they not maintaining the message from the meeting room to the football field? And if you feel like that, you have to have the conversation, can we have a higher ceiling? But here is what you're going to have to deal with. We could also end up being the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
This team doesn't know what it feels like to only win five games, to win six games, right, to be the Las Vegas Raiders this year. And I believe that's a tough decision you have to make when Lombardi trophies are the most important thing in your life.
And so
I don't know if you can even add to that.
So I say, Matthew Scraby.
Yes, yes, sir.
Michael Venezuela,
Venezuela's a country.
Shut up, Scraby.
So it's Hungary.
I misspoke. You guys are the single lady that's never had a stable relationship in your life.
You guys are
ready to risk it all. But to get something better. Which is fine. But you could become the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I hope you're okay with that risk.
Why are they going to that extreme? Why is Ryan Clark going all the way to the Jaguars?
I think that's
what if they brought in a good coach?
His point is that Mike Tomlin has never been there. He's always good.
Yeah.
Just not
I get great. What his point is that there's something missing, which isn't winning a Super Bowl the ultimate goal of every single team?
Yes.
So getting to the playoffs five straight years in a row and then losing one and done, that's not getting the job done. You're not getting to where you're supposed to go, what the goal is, which is to win a championship.
I don't disagree, but the question is he coaching that team up as overachievers, or is he somehow underachieving? I think it's the difference this year compared to the last 3 years is that they got off to a great start. And so
they were 10-3 this year.
Right.
They were. I mean, the other years, they've kind of been mediocre the whole year.
Exactly.
Yeah. And right. So, this year, they were really off to a good start.
In some ways, you start to think that start kind of colored everybody's lenses to the point that, oh, this is a good roster. But the reality is, it's the same roster, plus or minus Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, that it's been the last 2 years. That was the only difference, really, is... Matter of fact, you lost one they added a defender in Patrick Queen. After that, the only additions were really Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Both didn't have great years the year before. So I'm saying he coached that team up well early. They came back down to earth, probably where they should have been, and that's also a first-round exit again.
There is no question they're nowhere near the Ravens. But could have any coach gotten that roster to the level of the Ravens is one of the questions. The other thing is, real quick, Scrape.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Somebody brought this up. Is it really Mike Tomlin, or is it just the fact that he's had no quarterbacks either?
I mean, he had Ben Roethlisberger
for a long time. Won a Super Bowl. And then Roethlisberger got a little old, and he started losing.
Got a lot of old.
The rest of the guys he's had, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett,
Trubisky.
He hasn't had a really good quarterback, and most teams don't go anywhere without a quarterback.
I think
Ryan Clark brings up a good point, but it's the Steelers' decision to make. If the GM fires him, he's almost protecting himself to a certain extent, because if he stays with him, then he's admitting that he's not doing the job by getting him enough players.
Here's the other thing, and this is probably the most important thing. It is only Steeler fans that are out there talking like this.
The rest of us from the outside looking in.
The organization itself has not said a peep.
Which is why he told everybody to save your time today.
Exactly.
They want to be
This guy is not going out. So the organization, the Pittsburgh Steelers owners want to be mediocre? Is that what you're saying?
They're not going to make a change. They're not going to.
Or
if you can't get to a certain place, you make a change. Coaches have been fired for a lot less. Here is this graphic. During Ryan Clark was saying it.
Go ahead.
This is a great graphic. Steelers in the last four playoff games, they've led for a total of 4 minutes and 56 seconds in all
the
playoff games.
They're not good enough to win in the playoffs.
Halftime deficit, 21 points. Then 14 and 23, 14, 21, they're, 25 and 20.
Their roster is not good enough. Period.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean? It means the same thing it meant for the 49ers this year. They weren't good enough.
Yeah,
they sucked.
Finished 6-11 because of injury.
Okay, fine. You want to blame it on injury? Cool. How about we run down all of the teams that didn't make the playoffs? Guess what that meant? Their roster was not good enough. The teams that got to the first round of the thing and lost.
I can't say this team is not good enough.
What do you mean?
Because their defense every single year in and year out, is great. Their offense has always been built around the run.
crappy. But it has to be because they don't have a good quarterback, right?
That's their fault. Why is Mike Tomlin drafting crappy quarterbacks?
He's not the GM of the team.
But they go hand in hand.
No, they don't. GM
does take Mike Tomlin's opinion into account when they're drafting a quarterback.
I'm sure he does.
But ultimately,
him putting the roster together does not fall on him. He is not like Bill Belichick, where he has full reign of the whole kit and caboodle.
Here's what Katrina, our resident Steelers fan in the chat, told me.
I guarantee she wants him gone.
She does, of course. Well, she loves him, I guess, I think.
Steeler fan. Right, again.
She said if the Padres were 500 for 15 years and made the first round of the playoffs and got bounced like 9 of those 15 years, don't you think the Padres would make a change? Yes, the answer.
I don't know that I agree with that.
You think the Padres are fine with being 500 for 15?
I'll just tell you and the young lady to go through the Padres history, and she can try to tell me.
Just give it to any team.
I'm just saying it's not
any team. I think that manager is fired at some point along the way. Managers have been fired for less. Gerard Mayo got fired for no reason.
Like I said, I hope they do fire.
I know a lot of teams hope they fire him.
Well, I think it's stupid if you fire him, but right. I hope they do.
So I'm not a Steeler fan. Do what you want.
Certainly not a Steeler fan.
Can I say this, though?
I hope the Ravens continue to pound the Steelers.
I like Mike Tomlin and his motivation and the way he does things.
I'm not looking at you in this situation like I look at you whenever you talk about Dion. I know you don't hate Mike Tomlin.
I don't.
I think you just want to see him gone because they haven't won in four straight. They've been bounced in four straight first rounds. Fair enough.
Like the guy who walks down the street, sees a bunch of people with pitchforks, and I just get one and go into the pitchfork
line. I'll tell you, Steeler fans, be careful what you wish for. I hope that you don't get stuck.
They could elevate Arthur Smith.
With the next...
Steeler fans.
Who's the next...
Ben Johnson? You think I'm not.
I hope the Steelers don't get the next Ben Johnson. Assuming he's going to be good. Hope they get what my man just left.
How about we just send?
They get the next Eberflus over there.
Or we send him Mike McDaniel? You can have him for a few years.
Matt,
try him out.
All of them. Hope they get him.
Dominic says it's what the Chargers did to Marty. They did it after he went 14-2 and then got bounced.
How did that work out for the Chargers?
Hasn't really worked out since.
I don't think they've
Mike Tomlin did go 14-2.
Hardball here that seemingly might have changed it, but
maybe
it had run its course many a times over. So be careful what you wish for.
I have one thing to say to Mike Tomlin if he's out there listening. Mike, I'm sure you would be listening to San Diego Radio.
Matt Eberflus. Hope they get him. That's your number one candidate.
Mike, call the people at Pro Football Reference and please have them change your thumbnail photo.
It is pretty wild.
Have you seen it, Tony?
Let me come over here.
He looks like the all-time deer in the headlights.
He does. It's a really interesting photo.
That's got to be on purpose, too, by
There's
the way.
There's something crazy with that photo if you want to see Mike Tomlin's crazy photo.
Michael's texting me. The standard is the he's yelling at me. He's got 3 exclamation marks on here. The standard is the standard.
It's really easy for people like you guys to say he should stay when you're not actually affected by a win or a loss by the Steelers.
No, I hope they get affected in a real way.
Michael,
with a terrible
I stand with you.
Coach.
I stand with you.
I stand with
Katrina.
You, too, Mike. Fire Mike Tomlin, please. Let some of these other teams have
Katrina says, Tomlin also has a coaching tree that's a straight branch. He needs to surround himself with better
staff. Bill Belichick's coaching tree is so
it's
fantastic.
Bad. It's bad.
So fast. He's just got a lot of people who've gotten opportunities and have always sucked
they
after.
They all get
so,
opportunities.
So don't get me started on Mike Tomlin's branches, as it was called. Because that's funny. My boss also brought the tree up, too. You don't want to really go to that tree. There are a lot of dudes who ain't getting opportunities. We can go down that road if you want. But, we want to talk about branches with fake leaves on it. Bill Belichick's. There you go. You can have that kind of tree.
Tony is very fired up and passionate about this. I like it.
I'm not even a Steeler fan.
I think it's pretty funny somebody brought up the Chargers firing Marty Schottenheimer because that's the dumbest thing they ever did.
Literally.
There's no question.
Matt says, don't hate on Russell either. Hey, Russell didn't get him to the promise. No, he wasn't saying
I love Russ. You guys know it. Let's ride all day, baby.
Let's ride.
All right, let's get to break.
I don't think we solved anything there.
We didn't. We just... Because you know why you didn't solve anything? Because neither... The Steelers aren't a team of any of ours.
No, they're not going to fire
him. And they're not going to fire him. So, at this point, they're not. They might trade him, maybe. No?
Don't think so?
Save your time,
maybe.
Tony.
All right, let's get the break on the other side. Gwen and Chris, we finished this show up.
All right, 5:39 is the time. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. 97.3 The Fan. Savvy viewers on YouTube watching the stream will notice that I changed outfits there during the break. That means I'm reffing basketball tonight. Tony, don't say. So, am I coming to a gym?
We now go to our resident ref alone.
Thank you. What I wanted to say is I am coming to a basketball gym tonight, but is it the one near you? You'll have to go see your local game tonight to find out. Maybe I'll run into you at one of the gyms tonight. All right. Do we have traffic? We do. And then good, bad, ugly from last night's Minnesota Ram playoff game.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Just a couple things to mention here. Two-car collision on southbound 805 at Murray Ridge. They're over to the right shoulder. Westbound King Freeway near the 5. An encampment fire reported over to the right shoulder. Also westbound side of the 52 before Mast Boulevard, getting a stalled SUV out of middle lanes. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. The final first-round wildcard playoff game last night in Phoenix, Arizona. The good. I went with Matthew Stafford here, guys. I was really impressed. Not only was he good, but he was everything that I think a lot of people thought he still wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, capable of just controlling a game. Every time Flores threw something at him,
he was
dumped the ball off, or he got rid of it, or he hit his receiver. 19 for 27, 207 is not like a great game, but I thought he had a great game.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why he gets so much hate. I think he's been one of the best quarterbacks of the last 15 years.
Because some
years.
Poor girl fell off a cliff at the Rams celebration.
It was
And he walked away like it didn't matter.
Chris, well, he
was inebriated. He was in trouble.
I
you know what happens? He goes and tries to pick her up. She falls, and then she's suing Matt Stafford.
Is there a highlight of him?
He was sharp last night.
Yes, here it is.
I'll go ahead.
Get the ball out in the screen. Under 20 to go. Wide open. Allen, touchdown.
That was a
Stafford,
ball.
Yeah, good job, Scrape.
Remember, I mean, I think we have to remember the Rams traded Jared Goff for Matt Stafford and hit pay dirt the very next year.
They won it.
So he's been in this spot, which I think makes the Rams dangerous now that they're healthy.
We're 1 week away from a Goff Stafford NFC Championship
game.
That would happen. All right, what was the bad? Well, it's so obvious I had to go with it. Sam Darnold. Basically, the guy went
wide-eyed Darnold.
Yeah, he went from the Pro Bowl to the Toilet Bowl in a span of two games. The guy made the Pro Bowl this year. But you could have never known it watching him. And as the saying goes, he who hesitates is lost. And he hesitated all night last night. And by the time he figured it out, he was sacked 9 times, including this time.
Darnold balls out. Picked up by Verse. Off to the races.
That guy is moving, too.
And gone for the touchdown.
I have a stat, actually. Jared Verse reached a top speed of 19.88 miles an hour, the fastest speed reached by a 260-plus-pound ball carrier over the last 7 seasons.
Just remember, I think it was King Henry reached 20 miles per hour in that game before, and that was like the 5th fastest. That defensive end picked that bad boy up and was gone.
He was pulling away.
Do you get a
the
sack?
Poor offensive lineman. I love when they take after a guy and it's like, no.
And they're always
the
like
instant separation.
Not happening.
Do you get credited with a sack if they fumble the ball, or you just get like a forced fumble?
You get the sack and the fumble, I believe.
Not sure. Did you guys see the sack where the one guy made the tackle and the other guy came flying off the top rope like Jimmy Superfly Smith?
Yes, I did.
And landed on top of Darnold?
I did see that.
You wait till you find that clip. It was pretty funny. And some people thought it should have been a penalty. But the one thing we will say, the Vikings got outplayed in every single way. But what did you guys think of the non-fumble call early in the game? Stafford kind of just barely flipped the ball, and if it would have been a fumble, it would have been a 10-10 score.
It took me back to the old was it tuck rule?
A little bit.
It took me. I think Sraby said it in a break. Intent, or one of you guys said it, the intent has to matter, right? Like, I thought that was completely just to avoid the sack.
Totally.
And, you know, I don't know that it should have been a fumble, but there should have been something there.
Right. It just became second and 10.
Right.
It was like no penalty at all for that. Anyway.
Yeah, it was not a... I thought it was a fumble. Everybody on TV was like, nope, that's a incomplete pass. No problem here.
Yeah, well, that's what they went with.
Moving along.
No looky here.
All right, if Sam Darnold was bad, then what was ugly? The Vikings' offensive line was ugly.
Swiss cheese.
So bad. I mentioned, I put these names down, guys, just for my old fans out there. Deacon Jones, Merlin Olsen, Rosie Greer, Lamar Lundy. They were the Rams' fearsome foursome of the 60s and 70s. And that's what the Ram defensive line looked like last night, running through those Viking guys. My goodness. 9 sacks and just forced fumbles and picks. The Rams play like that, I think they could beat the Eagles.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts can be running around, and we'll ask of that here in the next segment. Thank you, Scrabe.
You're welcome.
We're done with the wild card round. Divisional round coming up this weekend. All right, we have time for a few of these. I put together, actually ESPN put this together. I'm just reading it and cheating.
But you did pay for it, so it's okay.
I pay money for these stories. I thought there were some good questions based on the wild card round, and so I'll throw them out to you. And the first one comes right off of the game last night. Was that Sam Darnold's last appearance as a Viking quarterback? Remember, they have J.J. McCarthy. They also traded for Daniel Jones, and he's a one-year rental, basically, Sam Darnold. Kevin O'Connell, I give him a lot of credit because he showed class after the game.
Yeah.
They asked him about Darnold's performance. He could have gone all Mick Cronin on him if he wanted to.
Delusional.
Right.
He's a nice guy, but he's delusional.
Yeah, but he didn't. Kevin O'Connell said, you know what, you got to take into effect his whole body of work. And that had to be hard to say after a game like that. So, Kevin, I give you credit there. But what do you think?
He's a former quarterback, so.
Yeah. What do you think with Darnold? Is he coming back? I don't see how. I mean, he had a really good season, but he got J.J. McCarthy.
What I do trust is Kevin O'Connell. And here's why. He was the one that wanted Sam Darnold in that organization. So, clearly, he saw something that he thought he could work with. And so the question now becomes is what he has seen, and he probably hasn't been able to see much of J.J. McCarthy because he's been hurt. And so I'm sure that certainly adds to the...
I think they have to trust Kevin O'Connell's eye.
They're going to have to, because at this point I think he's earned that in terms of what he's been able to do with the last few quarterbacks that he's had. I think ultimately, I think Darnold's... goes. I think he goes because he's going to get offered enough money elsewhere.
That's what I think, too. There's going to be a team that's going to jump and give him like a $3 or $50 million
really?
Deal.
You think after those two games?
I don't know if the money's going to be that high. I think he might have cost him some money the last two games against the Lions and
last night.
But I still think somebody's going to pay him. I think the Vikings, if they can get him for cheap, I don't think they mind bringing him back.
Bring him back for $10 million like he played this year? He's going to get paid more than $10 million.
More, yeah,
they were 14-2 and then looked like that.
I like what Troy Aikman said last night. He's like, I hate to say that a 14-win season means nothing.
It does
seem
like
nothing.
It does when you go out in the first round like that.
Yeah.
Seems like it. All right, here's another question, overreaction type question. Here's the statement. Justin Herbert is a quarterback who falls apart in the playoffs. Is that too much after the game he had? 14-32.
That's too much.
47-point QBR performance, one of the worst of his career.
I saw two playoff starts?
He's got two playoff starts. One
and
in
the
which
first one
he walked down Trevor Lawrence in the Jaguars. They were down, 19?
No, they were up 23-0. It went the other way.
Maybe he's not performing well then.
Yeah. he did not win that one either.
He needs a couple more games for me to know.
Although, did he play better? He played okay in that game,
but the second half he couldn't lead them to a single point against Jacksonville, and that's when the game got away.
That's why this question was. I saw this this morning. I was like, wait a minute. He got a good performance his first
half. Yeah, he was for a first half. They had a 27-0 lead in that game before they lost. He was awful the other day, but I agree. It's a little early. But I will reiterate what I always say is that Justin Herbert is not yet one of the greatest quarterbacks. You can't tell me that until he wins one.
He's not. But listen, this isn't the first quarterback that struggled in their first couple appearances in the playoffs.
And true that.
Give him a chance. What I can tell you, he's good enough to get you there. Now help him get better in the postseason.
All right. Scraby, anything more on that?
No.
All right. Here's one more, or another one, question. 100% healthy.
Got to
face the Rams in that pass rush, although the Eagles' offensive line is far superior, I'm sure, to the Vikings.
Yeah. They bully the line most of the time. Yeah.
I didn't think Jalen Hurts was physically anything close to what he normally is, but he sure showed me a lot of guts, man. He ran the ball anyway.
Yeah. No,
he still did it.
One of the early runs, his back of his head hit that ground, and he got up a little slower, but he got up. I think him getting through that game, I think now, this next week, you'll get close to a version of him that we've seen during the season before the concussion. Because he didn't look quite right yesterday.
I'm with you guys. I think that he'll be fine, though. The Eagles are going to be fine because they signed Saquon Barkley.
I think, but I think they need Hurts to play well because Rams are looking like they're rolling. All right, Scraby, this one's for you.
Okay.
Are the hurting Detroit Lions defense injury-wise, are they in trouble coming up against Jaden Daniels next week?
I called it yesterday.
Yes, he did. That's
Commanders
why I threw this to
beat
you.
The Lions. I am on the Jaden Daniels train.
Know why he's saying this, right, Tony? Because he hates the Lions.
Yeah.
I've been saying all year long.
No, you
have. I've been saying all year long that the Lions are one and done.
Yes, you have.
They're going to be
one
and done.
Because I'm about the Commanders. Because you hadn't mentioned
No, I said
word.
All year that the Commanders are the best team in the NFL.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. You're lying. You're a liar. I don't like liars, and you're lying right now.
If you're calling me a liar, then Dion's definitely a
You're
liar.
You're a liar right now.
I think Jaden Daniels is good enough. I think that he has the it factor, and I think that team is playing emotional football, which is a good thing.
That's true. Lions are still hurting. I mean, they got a lot of injuries. Aiden Hutchinson still hasn't come back. But I was surprised he beat the Buccaneers. I'll be beyond stunned if he beats the Lions. Tony, anything?
Yeah, that's not happening.
All right, how much time? We got 2 minutes. Give me
the golf Stafford rematch.
Well, you might get it.
I'll take the Rams in the Super Bowl again as long as the Lions aren't out there.
Okay.
But can I ask you a question? The Rams are in. Aren't they in your division?
Yeah, that's why I got to cheer
for them. He hates them, too.
I have to cheer for them because then the champion came from my division.
No, well, you're gonna walk around with a T-shirt that says that. I'll get you one.
The champion came from my division.
We gotta make one for you if the Rams win it.
Yes,
we're gonna give you one of those to wear around. Is this the best version of Josh Allen we've ever seen right now, Tony?
Yes,
I think so.
Yeah. Me too.
Scraby was not impressed with that touchdown pass the other day. The one he threw to the guy in the back of the end zone?
I was more impressed with the catch.
Still, it's a play that I don't think too many quarterbacks can make.
If you give Josh Allen 85 seconds to throw the football, he's good enough where he's going to find an open space.
He is amazing, though.
Yeah.
I think we'll see. Yeah, because he's got to go against Lamar, which leads him into my final question. With what we've seen in the wild card round, should we just hand the Lombardi Trophy now to the Ravens?
No.
I'll let Scraby go first.
No.
No.
Because they haven't proven it to me yet that Lamar can win the big game. He can win games in the playoffs. He needs to get to the Super Bowl.
He's elevated himself from can't win in the playoffs, so he can win some games in the playoffs, but can he win the game?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Super Bowl is the game.
He's got two more games to go.
Chiefs.
Right.
He's got to get past.
He's got to get by Buffalo and probably the Chiefs just to get to the Super Bowl.
If he gets there, it'll be one of the best. It'll be his greatest achievement to this point.
The one thing somebody pointed out: Lamar has now won 3 playoff games. The previous 2 wins, he followed up with just a stinker.
Yeah.
So he's got, can he back it up? It's in Buffalo. It's going to be a hell of a win if they can get it.
He didn't really have to do much in that first game. It was pretty much King Henry. This next game, it's going to have to be a combination of both for them to go up into that cold-ass place and win.
We're going
to
have our picks on Thursday this week, so make sure you're tuned in.
Thursday.
Hey. NFL picks. All right, tomorrow it is the middle of the week, and AJ Cassavell will be with us, hopefully to celebrate Roky Sasaki's decision to be a Padre, but it's probably unlikely that he'll actually announce tomorrow. But wouldn't it be cool, Scravy, about 2:10, he makes the announcement right during our show?
Absolutely.
In fact, how about he just comes on our show and makes the announcement?
Well, that would be nice.
We're inviting the Padres to use us tomorrow. Use us.
We have a megaphone.
Right, use us. Bring Roky on to make the announcement. All right, Tony, thank you. Good seeing you again. Scraby, you got your Chronicles.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to talk about.
And I'll see you all tonight at a basketball gym near you, maybe. That's
all
it.
Right.
Peace out.
Bye.